For more on this and what else is happening in the presidential race, we can speak to our political correspondent now, Paul Cunningham. So, Paul, the Fine Gael councillor there, very clear about her stance, a decision she didn't take lightly. She's voted on her own terms, not her party's. So what will Fine Gael leadership likely to make of that?
Well, the short answer is that she is a member of Fine Gael. She has defied a party instruction. Some form of sanction is going to be coming her way, but that will be decided later rather than sort of in the next couple of days. The longer answer is that there are rumbles within Fine Gael councillors about the way the party takes decisions. Say, for example, a leadership contest. There's an electoral college voting system, and the rules are that the parliamentary party accounts for 65% of the total vote, party members account for 25%, and councillors and Údaráis na Gaeltacht, the board members, they account for the remaining 10% of the vote. And councillors feel that they don't have enough say within that constitution. So when it's written down in the national constitution that they, the councillors, have a role in the presidential election, they don't like it being taken away from them. And the councillor Hannah's neuralgic response there was sort of emblematic of that irritation. And so the party does have a problem.
All the while, Gareth Sheridan's campaign, that's got huge momentum from that. They're now at the halfway mark on the ballot paper and more council meetings to happen. So where would one be looking and the ones that he would be counting on at this stage?
Yeah, he really does have the momentum. He's more than every other candidate who's trying to go the local authority route. He's got the backing of two councils, and he only needs the backing of four local authorities to get over the line. The ones I'd be watching out for are Carlow on Friday. That's a big target for him, as is Offaly on Monday. I think if he gets three, then it would put significant pressure on, you know, a number of other local authorities, whichever he goes before, to get him over the line. As I said, no other candidate is anywhere close. I mean, there are other council meetings happening. Limerick is on today, Leitrim's on today, but you know, more local authorities are saying no than yes. Wicklow and Galway said no yesterday, so I think the ones most likely to roam behind, Carlow and Offaly, starting with Carlow on Friday.
And all the while, the confirmed presidential candidates, they're out doing their important start to their campaigning. They were seen at the ploughing making their pitch for support.
Absolutely. When you have 300,000 people converging on a few fields in Tullamore, don't be surprised that the politicians in the teeth of election are going to be out and about. Taoiseach Micheál Martin, again, backing Jim Gavin down at the ploughing yesterday. And he also mentioned the duty the parliamentary party has to campaign for him at the Fianna Fáil dinner on Monday night in Cork. Heather Humphreys also out, the former Rural Affairs Minister, reminding everyone what she did for their constituency when in office, and plenty of Fine Gael politicians backing her. The independent candidate Catherine Connolly also out, getting a ring endorsement from fellow independent MEP Luke Ming Flanagan. So you can expect more of the same over the next couple of days.
And so then what about Sinn Féin? I mean, the will they, won't they? What are the predictions now around Piers Doherty as a possible candidate?
Yeah, all eyes on Sinn Féin this Saturday, because that's the date when they're going to make a choice. Are they going to back the independent Catherine Connolly? Are they going to put someone in the field? I asked some Fianna Fáil backbenchers for their views yesterday, and they were just looking at Sinn Féin and said they thought it was likely they would just row in behind Catherine Connolly. It's easier and cheaper. That's the way to go. But it was notable that yesterday one Piers Doherty was at the ploughing, the same day that the presidential candidates happened to be there. Now, the finance spokesperson was in the Sinn Féin tent speaking about the cost of living crisis, but many are wondering if the timing was more than coincidental. He was asked if he could become the presidential standard bearer for Sinn Féin, but he disappointed all the journalists there, kicked to touch, and said the party will make up its mind on Saturday. So that is going to be a key intervention.
And separate to taking all those questions on presidential candidates, it is back to business for all politicians as the dole resumes, we know, after the summer recess. The government is likely to be tackled on numerous issues. We see in the front of the paper the waiting list for spinal surgeries, with the high costs of living. We saw that report on poverty and the stark numbers of children living in poverty last week as well.
Exactly. So the dole resumes in the afternoon, and after Cabinet, and the Taoiseach Micheál Martin will face questions from the Sinn Féin leader Marilyn MacDonald, the Labour leader Ivana Bacic, the recently returned Social Democrats leader Holly Kearns, and some independents. And I think you're absolutely right that the cost of living is going to be front and centre. Those recent electricity charge hikes are going to lead to renewed opposition demands for some form of cost of living package in the budget. And we know the government has made it clear that it opposes another round of things like electricity credits, because they're universal. They go to everyone, and they want to try and see if they can introduce targeted measures, but that's going to be an absolutely real battle line.
And just briefly, Paul, because we will later in the programme be speaking about the EU proposal to suspend preferential tariff rate that is currently given to Israel by the EU. At Cabinet today, Taoiseach will be giving an update to his ministerial colleagues on this.
Yes, that announcement's expected from Kaja Kallas, the EU's High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy. And what we believe Simon Harris will be telling his cabinet colleagues in a couple of hours will be that the reimposition of those duties on Israel is an important step. But he believes it's essential that EU member states are given the opportunity to vote and give effect to those measures as urgently as possible. That it isn't just the Commission taking the decision, but that EU member states row in behind them. The obvious question is, will big countries like Germany back him in that stance?
Okay, well, lots to look out for today. Paul, for now, thanks so much. It's 21 minutes past 8.